We can go. We're inside the Richmond camp right now with Justin Lepich, the assistant coach. It's his last night with the Tigers. Justin, great to have you back on AFL Nation.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Have you watched the weather all afternoon?
Yeah, watching the rain come down, and now it's sort of a little bit lighter now than what it's been. So, but yeah, last thing you want is a torrential grand final day, isn't it? So well, let's hope it lightens up a little bit.
Has it done anything to your thinking ahead of the match?
Oh, no doubt. When we go through our contingency meetings, you know, a lot of the things we do those meetings because of moments like this, and if weather changes, and then potentially teams change their systems and structures, and we've got to counteract that. So, there has been a part of our thinking because it does affect how you play.
Would you ever think about a change in personnel because of the conditions?
Oh, not with our team. We're relatively small enough as it is, so I don't think anything from us would change. No.
Justin, Terry Wallace here. Congratulations. Hope it goes your way tonight. I'm not sure the other two boys in this box are thinking exactly that way, but have you seen your form in the lead-up, so that, you know, the last, say, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think we've been building is probably the best way to term it. It's a very difficult one to gauge last week because, when you've got another wet game as we had against Port Adelaide and it's just a contest-to-contest game, you don't really get the evidence to know, is our ball movement sharp, you know? We weren't tested hard defensively in hard defensive running, so it was really hard to get a gauge. It was a good gauge on our contested ball, of course, but all the other aspects of our game were difficult. But I think with every week our team's gelling a bit more, another week with Dion in the team, Shane Edwards in the team, David Asprey, who missed big chunks. So I think with every week we're getting more and more of that connection.
And that's another factor, I suppose, we all ponder from outside, with the game against Geelong being round 17, but there were so many changes to both sides. Do you look back on it much?
Oh, yeah, we do, because obviously it just gives a clear indication of how the teams play. Geelong have changed a little bit in that time. They're moving the ball fractionally quicker from the back half. We were able to stifle them that particular night, but I think they probably went to work on that particular game and got a bit more of a quicker ball movement going, so we're expecting a bit of that tonight.
Does the weather change your expectations about what Dangerfield might do, where he might play?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I mean, obviously he's playing more forward now, but you're right. If the ball stays and it becomes a midfield stoppage battle, I mean, you could ask the same question with Dustin, and we ask ourselves that as well. Do we have him around the ball a bit more often if that's the sort of game it becomes? But I'm sure both teams have that as a plan, depending on what happens in the game.
And just one personally for you. We've talked to you last time about finishing up with the Tigers and finishing with footy for the moment. Do you feel that right now? Are you feeling emotional?
No, not really. It's actually pretty cool being here at the Gabba, actually. And a weird old year it's been, where it all probably started for me. So, I'm really just enjoying it, to be honest. That's really the overriding emotion. Enjoy the day. Hopefully you get the result for the boys, because obviously that's what we're all here to do.
Justin, you spent a lot of time in the early days with Alex Rance, teaching him and getting him to have an understanding of backline play. Noah Bolter's come into this side and done a magnificent job for the team. How much different is it coaching one versus the other?
Well, they're very similar in a lot of ways, but very different also, Terry. I think Noah's probably a cross between Alex Rance and David Asprey, really, as a player with his height and size. He's probably stronger than what Alex was, definitely at the same age he is. Noah's got the ability to stand under the ball and play on anyone, even the 30-year-old men. Whereas Alex has had that unbelievable endurance aspect to his game as well, which Noah probably doesn't tend to have. So they're all slightly different. But look, you love coaching. One of the favourite part about coaching is grabbing young boys and turning them into men and hopefully successful men. And Noah's on his way to becoming that, which is good.
Leopard, do you prefer Grimes to play on someone like a Dangerfield when he's there, or do you like him to go to almost the least dangerous so you can get him as that third one in, the disruptor, if you like, back there?
Look, it'll really depend on how they play, Kane. I mean, if they play, six genuine forwards in front of the ball, which they've shown little bits of and at times against us late in the game last time we played them, that's going to be very difficult to get anyone, the matchup that we want. But I think the way it'll work out will be he'll probably take Dangerfield for the most part. But then you've got Rowan in there as well. If he plays deep, they might hand over for patches, depending on what looks Geelong give us. So we always sort of play our system, but also, we have some certain matchups within that.
Were you surprised at the lack of attention Dusty got against Port Adelaide last week? It made me furious, to be honest. But what sort of preparer is he? Is he prepared for both, no attention? And also, if it's Guthrie or Colajasny, is he aware that that may come tonight?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's hard, you know, if you're a team, and we don't tag generally as a group, it's plan B for us. So, yeah, a lot of clubs don't do it. I know it can be frustrating for some of the punters out there when you watch it happen, but it's also a difficult guy to tag because you've got to have someone to be able to be in the midfield and also compete inside the forward 50. So I think Levi Greenwood's probably one of the only guys I've seen over the journey do it with some sort of success, but it's a very difficult one to do. So, look, I guess we're hoping he gets free. That would be the best result for us.
Hey, Leopard, just a quick one on Bolter. How did it come about that he went forward late in the second quarter?
Oh, that was just a rotation. This is something Jack got off the ground and we had to get someone on, and it actually looked okay, didn't it? Depending on how the game goes and if things aren't working, say on the Hawkins matchup or whatever, we know we can flick no one to either a ruck or a forward as well. But that was more just had to fill in the last minute or so of the game.
So, Justin, how did that go when you brought Broad back into the side? And so it virtually gave you the eight defenders. How have you found that rotational system? Has it worked okay for you?
Yeah, we think so. Most teams, and we have in the past, also used our ruck as a secondary forward, but we're sort of using it as a secondary back. So I think the value we get out of Dave Ashley behind the ball was really good. I think one thing we went to school in the Brisbane game, we felt that what Brisbane did really well that night was their rucks competed well and pushed hard forward. And we thought we just looked a little bit at times outnumbered in our own defensive 50. So we figured this strategy would probably help that, and we think it has. I mean, if you did see the last 5 minutes of the game last week with Toby filling that space and really making it difficult for the Port's key. So we think it's working for. We hope it works one more time at least.
Absolutely.
Justin, good luck for the night. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys. All the best. Justin.